Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include introducing Falun Gong in earthquake-stricken areas in Mexico. Arizona, English-speaking summer camp focuses on ancient Chinese culture. Falun Gong events in Germany and France. Canada, Falun Gong's Tian Guo marching band welcomed at Thanksgiving Day parade. Ms. Guo Juanling from Jiangsu province passed away due to persecution. And government officials who understand Falun Gong quit the CCP. Now for the stories. Introducing Falun Gong in earthquake-stricken areas in Mexico. Three earthquakes shook central and southern Mexico last month on September 7th, 19th, and 23rd. More than 250,000 Mexicans lost their homes and hundreds were killed. Shelters were set up for those affected throughout Mexico City, Morelos, and Puebla, the cities hit hardest by the earthquakes. Local Falun Gong practitioners volunteered to teach people in the shelters how to do the Falun Gong exercises to help relieve their stress and anxiety. Many people, including many youths, were living in the Villa Olympia shelter. Many of the young men who had worked as rescuers couldn't sleep, and they looked nervous, tired, and depressed. When they heard about the benefits of Falun Gong, they seemed encouraged. About 30 people who learned the first exercise felt relaxed afterwards. About half of them went to bed. A man pressed his hands together in front of his chest and bowed to the Falun Gong practitioners to express his gratitude. Another man said he really enjoyed the exercises and planned to bring his wife to the group. Falun Gong was warmly received at the Sports Center El Rosario shelter. A woman named Socorro said, "I always feel cold, but as soon as I learned Falun Gong, it seemed like someone had turned on the heater." Another lady, Dora, said, "I feel very relaxed, as if my body had just let go of something. I felt sleepy at first, but later felt strong." A man named David said, "I feel like I've done this exercise before. I can concentrate now." A man in his 70s said, "This exercise is very special. I don't know how long I will live, but I will always keep in my heart what I learned today." A man named Javier had been knocked down by a collapsing wall during the earthquake and now has to wear a neck brace. After learning the third exercise, he said, "I feel very comfortable and relaxed. The exercise is so great." He wanted to know more about Falun Gong. When someone told him about the persecution Falun Gong faces in China, Javier said, "The party wants to destroy this precious practice and destroy traditional Chinese culture. It's so sad. Thank you for giving us support at this difficult time." Another man, Eduardo, said, "This is impressive. I am very, very relaxed. It's as comfortable as being wrapped in a blanket. So wonderful. Thank you so much."
Arizona, English-speaking summer camp focuses on ancient Chinese culture. Falun Dafa practitioners in Arizona held their first annual Minghui summer camp for English-speaking children this summer. Focused on reviving traditional art and culture through Chinese language and history studies, as well as Western traditional art classes, English-speaking children were able to learn, appreciate, and embrace the values and traditions of ancient Chinese culture. The classes were held at the Art of Courage Museum in Tempe, a permanent museum exhibit showcasing the art of Zhen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, which is owned and operated by a local Arizona practitioner. I came across one of the Minghui schools by reading an article on Minghui website, quoted Diana Molovinsky, the director of Minghui, Arizona. The two-week summer camp curriculum consisted of morning and afternoon meditations, Chinese language studies, fine arts courses in drawing and painting, Chinese culture and history studies through interactive puppet shows and theater performances, along with afternoon fa study. Demonstrations in Western table etiquette were presented during the second week of camp, and the campers experienced attending to a 3.5-acre farm where the children took care of the chickens and goats. The children also learned horseback riding and experienced hiking in the iconic red rocks of Sedona. Weldon, a practitioner from Utah, sent his 12-year-old daughter and 14-year-old son to attend the summer camp. He said he was especially impressed that his children returned home with a much deeper understanding of Chinese history and language. "My daughter taught me that in wushu, traditional Chinese martial arts, the warrior places his fist in an open hand, meaning it requires as much strength to refrain from fighting as it does to fight." Another major goal of Mingwei, Arizona, was placing value and tradition back into fine arts. Diane Schneider, fine arts instructor at the summer camp, said, "Children don't have access to proper art training anymore. The government-controlled education has either cut art education entirely or distorted the value and authenticity of art." Laura from Indiana attended the Mingwei summer camp with her two children. Her 10-year-old son, who had been battling a video game addiction, made a drastic transformation after the first day of camp. Laura exclaimed, "The darkness left my son and I saw brightness in his eyes." Upon returning home, she noted that both of her children were much calmer and more considerate of others and assumed more responsibility for their actions.
Falun Gong events in Germany and France. Falun Gong practitioners from Germany and France held events in Munich and Paris last weekend to raise public awareness of the persecution in China, including the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. On Marienplatz, the center of Munich, practitioners demonstrated the exercises and held up banners conveying the facts of the persecution. Many people stopped by, talked to practitioners, and signed the petition to condemn this human rights violation. In Paris, practitioners held a similar event in front of the Eiffel Tower on Sunday. Thomas and Matthew from Belgium were among the many who signed the petition. Thomas said, "Everyone should be aware of the crime of forced organ harvesting and do something to stop it." He praised the practitioners for making the information public. Matthew said his conscience told him that everyone is involved with this crime. He hopes that his signature plus everyone else's will help to stop the persecution. He said, "This is a great fight. Keep up the good job. What you are doing is very important. People need to know the truth." Marie, a retired nurse, said, "I signed the petition for justice and freedom. This is everyone's right. I heard about Falun Gong a few years ago. I could not believe that people were being persecuted for their belief. I saw a Falun Gong event several days ago, but the literature was in Chinese. Today I will take a good look at it in French."
Canada. Falun Gong's Tian Guo Marching Band welcomed at Thanksgiving Day Parade. Toronto's Tian Guo Marching Band, composed of Falun Gong practitioners, performed in the annual Kitchener-Waterloo Oktoberfest Thanksgiving Day Parade on October 9, 2017. Oktoberfest lasts 9 days and is the largest Bavarian festival. The most famous event of the festival is the parade on Thanksgiving Day, which was covered by local TV stations. It was estimated that there were 150,000 spectators on site at the 2016 parade. Vic Bovingdon of Kitchener has organized this event for 49 years, since the first parade in October 1969. Bovingdon said the Tian Guo Marching Band has been invited to participate in the Grand Parade for years. "They are doing great. They follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. These are great values. The band is huge with many members. We like the band, so we invite them to participate every year. We will invite them to come again next year." Waterloo resident Jennifer and her friends applauded the band warmly. She said, "We welcome them to the event. We know about the persecution in China, so they are fortunate in Canada. We appreciate their bringing happiness to people here." She was referring to the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong by the communist regime in China that has persisted since 1999. Lin and his family from Shanghai watched the parade and took videos. He said, "We arrived in Canada not long ago. We are happy to watch the parade. The Falun Gong procession is huge. It is great to bring traditional Chinese culture to the country with other diverse cultures. It is impossible to see such a parade in China. I hope the persecution of Falun Gong will end as soon as possible. Sal from Hebei, China, brought his children to watch the parade. He said, "I watch the parade every year. This is my third time seeing the Tianguo marching band. It puts on a great performance. I know about Falun Dafa. I know that the Chinese Communist Party can commit any wrongdoing. That's why I asked a Falun Gong practitioner to help me quit my membership in the Communist organization when I traveled to the United States in August last year."
Ms. Guo Zhuanling from Jiangsu Province passed away due to persecution. Falun Gong practitioner Ms. Guo Zhuanling from Juzhou City, Jiangsu Province, died on September 4, 2017. Because she practiced Falun Gong, she was imprisoned in detention centers, a brainwashing center, forced labor camp, and mental hospital. During these detentions, she was tortured, forced to do hard labor, and administered unknown drugs against her will. Just before she passed away, she was harassed by local police, asking her whether she still practiced Falun Gong. After the persecution of Falun Gong was initiated in 1999, Lingcheng Police Station, the township government, and the 610 office paraded Ms. Guo through Lingcheng's major streets to shame her. She was also beaten and sent to do hard labor as punishment. Ms. Guo was incarcerated in Sutong Brainwashing Center during 2001 and 2003. During that time, she was taken to the Chapeng Mental Hospital, where she was forced to take unknown drugs and given injections of unknown drugs twice per day. As a result, she suffered bodily pain, became disoriented, lost focus in her eyes, and drooled. She became unable to control her bodily movements and was so weak that she could not brush her teeth. She returned home in 2003. However, she was arrested again and held at the Suining County Detention Center, where she was tortured by a method called holding shackles. The practitioner's hands were handcuffed and shackles attached to the feet. The handcuffs were then passed through the shackles and linked together with a chain less than 20 inches long. Thus, Ms. Guo could not stand up or walk normally, and her back was bent at over 90 degrees. She could not sit, sleep, eat, or use the restroom by herself. She could move only a tiny step at a time and with extreme pain. On August 31, 2016, she was arrested for writing Falun Dafa is good and Truthfulness Compassion Forbearance is good and taken to a detention center for over 5 months. During the detention, she was given unknown drugs and injections and released when she was on the verge of death. Ms. Guo passed away on September 4, 2017 due to the long-term torture during her incarceration.
Government officials who understand Falun Gong quit the CCP. For years, I have told the facts about Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, to all my classmates, co-workers, relatives, and friends. Many of them have worked for the government. Some quit the Chinese Communist Party after they understood the truth. Some were rewarded for recognizing the goodness of Dafa. Division Director of Petition Bureau. In June 2006, I ran into a former neighbor I had not seen for a long time. Her husband, a division director of the Petition Bureau, was operated on for heart disease. My husband and I visited him after he was discharged from the hospital. This person did not know Falun Gong. Jiang Zemin squelched student protests in 1989. I said to him, he persecuted Falun Gong in 1999 due to jealousy and staged the Tiananmen Square self-immolation in 2001. You are a good person. For your sake, you should not participate in the persecution. I told him about the words found on a hidden stone that say, the CCP will perish. I also advised him to quit the CCP to ensure a bright future for himself and his family. He asked me to help him quit the CCP with an alias. All his family, including a son, daughter, and their spouses, also quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. I saw his wife a month later. She thanked me, saying that her husband had regained the weight he lost not long after seeing us. He is still very healthy 11 years later. Security chief blessed. The security chief where I used to work had surgery for stomach cancer in the fall of 2008. My husband and I visited him a month later. We talked to him about Falun Gong and advised him to quit the CCP. We told him that miracles would happen and his entire family would be blessed if he often recited those two Dafa phrases. All eight people in his family quit the CCP after understanding the facts. I gave each of them an amulet. It has been 8 years and he is still very healthy, physically and mentally.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.